Historian and activist Howard Zinn, author of A People's History of the United States, which has sold nearly 2 million copies, died on January 27th. Throughout his career, Zinn chronicled the history of our nation from a perspective that discarded the jingoism and triumphalism that characterizes most other standard works of American history. What made his writing so compelling is that he wrote about world events, not from the perspective of kings, queens, presidents, and corporate CEOs, but rather from regular people who are the true engines of history. MIT professor Noam Chomsky, a longtime friend, said Zinn's writings changed the perspective and understanding of history for a whole generation. Professor Zinn not only wrote about history, he was a participant in shaping history through his uncompromising advocacy for peace and social justice. After serving in the Army Air Corps as a bombardier during World War II, he became chair of the history department at Spelman College, a historically black institution for women in Atlanta, where he planned and participated in civil rights protests. From the Vietnam War era to Ronald Reagan's covert wars in Central America to the Bush, both father and son's wars in the Persian Gulf, Zinn was no stranger to activism, police batons, tear gas, and jail cells, often putting himself at risk for his beliefs. Between the Lines, Scott Harris spoke with Daniel Ellsberg, a former government military analyst who, in 1971, leaked the now-famous Vietnam War era Pentagon Papers to the press. The documents chronicle the lies and deceit employed by the government to justify U.S. military intervention in Southeast Asian wars. Here, Ellsberg reflects on the life and work of his late friend Howard Zinn, whom he describes as his hero.
He is known now, I think, among many people for talking more about the dark side of American history than others do, certainly, than other historians do. But that was in the interest, I believe, of encouraging people to realize the difference between our ideals that we're taught, which are very admirable ones, ideals of freedom and justice in this country, independence and decency, and how far those are often from our practice in the interest of getting Americans to be responsible, to feel responsible, to act responsibly, to change that when we're doing wrong. When we're my country, right or wrong, as someone said, when it's wrong to be set right. And that was Howard's career in life, in particular, to not just to celebrate the things we do right, but to recognize the things we do wrong now and in the past, and realize that we are able, as American citizens, more than people in many other countries, to act together freely to set our country right.
Daniel Ellsberg, In a piece you wrote shortly after Howard Zinn's death, titled The Memory of Howard, you said that Howard Zinn was your hero, that he was the best human being you've ever known. Tell us about the personal side.
Of course, that's a very strong statement. I've never made it before about anybody, I would say. I was just thinking about it because our paths have crossed several times recently in this documentary film, a documentary film that he's in. And thinking about how I felt about him, and just, I think the thing I said at the beginning, I have a lot of heroes, and he's not the only one, and yet he was the first name that came to my mind when somebody asked me recently who my heroes were. Howard was an advocate of nonviolent civil disobedience, took part with me in a number of actions and many others where I was not involved. And he believed that that was part of our democracy, that the regular, ordinary processes of voting and lobbying and writing letters and whatnot did not exhaust our responsibilities as citizens, and that there were, and the system didn't work by itself without a kind of pressure that would recall people to their consciences or their consciences to them. When I did expect the FBI to be coming after me because the Pentagon Papers were coming out in the New York Times that evening, it was June 12th, 1971, and I had just gotten word that they were coming out, so I found myself with a copy of the Pentagon Papers, these top secret documents, in my apartment, and I'd been very careful not to have them in my own apartment for months, or ever really. I kept them elsewhere, lest they be snatched away by the FBI. So here I had these things, and I had to get rid of them quickly. And Howard was the person I knew. I could have turned to Noam Chomsky, I think, but Howard I was going to see that night, to see Butch Cassidy and the Sundance Kid in Howard Square. So I called him up and said I had something to, wanted to stash with him. And in fact, I had already given him a large part of it to read. He was a historian, and I thought he ought to have these documents for his own information. So that was another set. So, of course, he agreed right away.
What is the legacy that he leaves behind? And what's the inspiration he leaves current generations?
Of course, his book, I will remember when I asked him years ago, around 1980 or so, what he was working on. He said, well, it's something very modest. I'm writing a history of the United States. He said, joking. And he said, I'm going to call it a people's history of the United States. Well, he ended up, of course, with a book that has sold 2 million copies around the world. He leaves a legacy of this people's history, which is a history, above all, of resistance struggles, of showing that people can, even without much reason for hope, can get together and act to change things nonviolently.
That was Daniel Ellsberg, whose release of the Pentagon Papers in 1971 bolstered opposition to the Vietnam War. Read more about the life and work of Professor Zinn at howardzinn.org.